Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2526, with the release date of Friday, March 27th, 2026, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams respond to historic flooding in Hawaii. The Autism Awareness special event gets underway around the world. And get out on the air just by getting out. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2526 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
Our top story takes us to Hawaii, which was slammed with two so-called atmospheric river storms that brought heavy rains and high winds, flooding all the state's islands and sweeping many houses off their foundations. Aries and Races hams were activated, providing real-time ground reports for weather and field information on Oahu and Maui. ARRL Pacific Section Manager Allen, KH6TU/AD6E, told Newsline in an email that VHF-linked repeater systems carried individual voice reports sent to EOCs. Meanwhile, Federal Emergency ICS 213 forms were transmitted, carrying messages and incident reports over peer-to-peer Winlink via VHF or on HF. As emergency crews cleared landslides and repaired communications and power lines, hams continued to update road and weather conditions, assisting with coordinated communications. As Newsline went to production, recovery continued after what was being called the state's worst flooding in two decades. Even as Canada moves to shut down its nationwide weather radio services, lawmakers in the U.S. are looking to commit funds that would modernize and expand the radio network of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us up to date.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have moved ahead with their commitment to invest $100 million in improved antennas and transmitter equipment to expand coverage for the VHF weather service of NOAA. A bipartisan measure that authorizes the expense was passed recently by members of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. An estimated 1,030 such weather stations hold licenses to operate on 162 MHz. The antenna and transmitter additions and upgrades focus on NOAA's weather service in remote areas of the U.S. that have a higher risk of extreme weather. Beyond the VHF improvements, the bill calls for NOAA to explore options on the microwave band to further strengthen the network's ability to communicate warnings about hazardous conditions. Other language in the bill directs NOAA to explore the possibilities of satellite backup or partnerships with commercial providers. The action in Washington stands in sharp contrast to a recent announcement by the Meteorological Service of Canada, that nation's equivalent of NOAA, that it was ending weather radio, its own national VHF weather radio service. The U.S. lawmakers' measure moves next for a vote in the full House, but is yet not on the calendar. The action on Capitol Hill comes almost a year after the White House announced that the administration was looking to cut NOAA's weather research centers, particularly those focused on understanding climate change. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Amateur Radio's largest international cooperative special event is getting on the air for a week with an important message about people with autism. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, explains the commitment that unites this worldwide team.
Now in its fourth year, the World Autism Awareness Week special event will again carry the message that it's okay to be different. It's a theme uniting amateurs across oceans with call signs that include W2A here in the United States and others in participating nations such as Italy, South Africa, Russia, New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, Israel, and West Malaysia. This week-long special event begins on Wednesday, the 1st of April. It has gained momentum as it brings advocacy on the air for those with autism spectrum disorder, a developmental disorder seen among people of all races and nationalities. More details about the event and its call signs, as well as useful information about autism spectrum disorder, can be found on the QRZ.com page of W2A. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
The European Space Agency has announced plans to charter a flight to the ISS for its astronauts and some international partners. Dave Lee, M7TLB, fills us in on the details.
Just 2 years before the International Space Station's scheduled retirement, it's expected to receive a crew of European astronauts delivered via a chartered SpaceX Crew Dragon mission. Josef Aschbacher, Director General of the European Space Agency, said at a March 19 press briefing that the ESA was chartering the flight to give the agency's astronauts an experience aboard the ISS to conduct research before the spacecraft is decommissioned and deorbited in 2030. The trip by the provided institutional crew is being proposed for early 2028. The ESA expects to include international partners in the mission, but has not named any potential partner nations, nor has it said how many non-ESA astronauts will be included. Both the UAE and Australian Space Agency's websites report that agreements were signed in recent years with the European Space Agency committing to deeper collaboration in space exploration initiatives. This is Dave Lee, M7TLB.
A weekly net has begun exploring how amateur radio can provide mentorship at historically black colleges and universities in the United States. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, tells us what's being planned.
The O-Mic Amateur Radio Association has launched the first of its Tuesday night nets designed to build connections with historically black college and universities throughout the U.S. The Ham Radio Organization was originally created in August of 1952 as a welcoming group for black amateurs seeking membership without having to face discrimination. O-Mic eventually hopes to extend its expertise and the hand of friendship to many of the more than 100 historically black U.S. campuses and their faculty, alumni, parents, and students. Net check-ins begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesdays, which is 0100 UTC Wednesday, on the O-Mic conference server on Echolink. The net is one part of the group's emerging commitment to the campuses. For O-Mic members, the goal will ultimately bring opportunities to provide service and make connections across the generations. On-campus visits and even on-air activations will help students gain mentors in STEM and STEAM learning and, of course, amateur radio. Net controller Jesse Alexander, WB2IFS, the developer of the program, said that the net is just the beginning. This is Travis Lisk, N3ILS.
Despite equipment failures, winter weather closures, and operator illness, the W7P Pluto Discovery Anniversary Special event concluded on February 22nd with strong results. Randy Sly, W4XJ, has the details.
The team of amateurs for Whiskey 7 Papa, while operating portable much of the time from the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, along with Whiskey 7 Papa Stroke Zero and Whiskey 7 Papa Stroke Portable, made over 6,500 QSOs with 81 countries. In its six-year history, this event saw significantly higher single sideband results and the second highest volume of QSL cards ever received. Doug Tombaugh, N3PDT, nephew of Clyde Tombaugh, the astronomer who discovered Pluto in 1930, along with his team of operators in the Kansas City area, made over 2,200 contacts as Whiskey 7 Papa Stroke Zero, which was a 70% increase over last year. Organizers heard from the special events chasers that they learned more about Pluto than they ever knew, and especially enjoyed being able to speak with Doug. Bob Wirtz, NF7E, event coordinator, told Newsline that despite a rocky start, Whiskey 7 Papa was a success by every meaningful measure. Strong QSO totals, excellent public engagement, and enthusiastic feedback from operators worldwide. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the AA9RT repeater on Sundays at 7 p.m. local time in St. Clair, Illinois. A A respected radio operator in India who could be counted on to provide vital support in calamities has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Graham Kemp, BK4BB.
Radio amateurs who knew and operated their radios alongside S. Aruna Kumar, VU3 VGP, were remembering his kind and helpful nature and how it complemented his radio skills. The National Institute of Amateur Radio, where he was once on staff, reported that he became a silent key at midnight on the 17th of March in Rajasthan. The notice said that during his work at the National Institute and later with the Brahma Kumaris, he was active in helping with emergency communication and disaster relief. S. Aruna Kumar was 57. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
The Radio Club of America and International Wireless Communications Expo honored five young communications professionals, including at least one ham radio operator, at a special breakfast on Thursday, March 19th during the 2026 IWC Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Daniel Garcia, W2DIY, tells us who they are.
The Young Professionals Program of the RCA and IWCE celebrates industry professionals who have at least 2 years of experience in wireless communications and who are no more than 40 years of age. The RCA website calls these young professionals, quote, the next generation of innovators shaping the field, end quote. This year, the program recognized at least one amateur radio operator, Andy Huen, KA6NDY, a telecommunications system engineer in the Interoperable Radio Systems Division of the County of Los Angeles's Internal Services Department. His work on the spectrum management team includes a specialty in interference mitigation. He also supports mission-critical public safety communications. Other honorees are Precious Fodor, who serves as the National Service Manager at Eastern Communications Limited, Max Johnson, an electrical engineer at Dark Wolf Ventures in Colorado, a firm specializing in advanced radio and satellite communication systems, Sean Martin, a sales professional in the aerospace and defense industry, and Chris Vargas, whose 10-year career in sales has most recently bought him into consumer electronics. He is presently working for ICOM. The group was praised by attendees for their achievements and for the promise their careers hold in shaping the field of wireless communications in new directions. This is Daniel Garcia, W2DIY.
A special event remembering one of history's most famous ocean liners is approaching. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
Mark the date of the 14th of April on your calendar. If you know your history, you'll recall that at 23:40 ship's time on that day, the RMS Titanic struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic, bringing its inaugural sailing to a fatal end. Mark this year's calendar as well from 0000 UTC on the 10th of April to 2359 on the 15th of April. That time period marks the date of the luxury liner's voyage from Southampton, which ended with its sinking. The Titanic Memorial Special Event Station, EG1912T, will be on the air using all modes HF, VHF, UHF and SHF during that period, organised by the Union of Radio Amateurs of Vigo Val Minor. A number of Spanish citizens were on board the ship. The activation will focus on CW to honour Jack Phillips and Harold Bride, the first and second telegraphers on board. The activation also honours Harold Cottam, the telegrapher on board the Carpathia, the first ship to make a rescue effort at the site of the doomed Titanic. There will be a special QSL card for hams contacting EG1912T in CW. All other QSLs will be sent via the Bureau, EQSL and Logbook of the World. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, operators are calling QRZ with the call sign S21WD from Bangladesh until the 1st of April. They're operating from islands in the Kulna-Barisal region group, IOTA number AS140. Listen for them on 160 through 10 meters, where they're using CW, SSB, and digital modes. They're also making contacts by way of the QO100 satellite. Robert DM7XX is on the air using SSB from Zambia as 9J2RO until the 30th of March. He's operating at the Fountain Gate Crafts and Trade School. He'll participate in the CQWPX SSB contest on March 28th and 29th. Listen for Helmut DF7EE operating from Madeira as CT9/DF7EE until the 1st of April. He'll participate in the CQWPX SSB contest using the call sign CQ3W. His license permits operation on 60 meters, so expect to hear him on this band outside of the contest. A team of operators will be using the special call sign GB0OH while on the Isle of Lewis, IOTA number EU010 in the Outer Hebrides in Scotland, from the 11th through to the 17th of April. A contact here also counts toward the Worked All Britain Award as square NB53. Listen on the bands between 40 to 10 meters. Activity will be mainly SSB with some FT8. For QSL and additional operating details about these stations, see their pages on QRZ.com. For any listeners who believe you have to be a de-expeditioner, a POTA or SOTA activator, or even a field day participant to find adventure, our final story of this week is about to prove you wrong. Just hear what Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB, has to say.
The most important connections we make in amateur radio aren't the ones we solder on the workbench or fasten with a PL259 in the field. So says Jacques Redmond, WW1ZRD, founder of Out on the Air, an amateur radio activity that focuses on connections that are human to human. You can make them on a hilltop, a sidewalk, or even in your garden. Jacques created the website outontheair.com to encourage hams to get off their couches and out of their houses or apartments and give it a try. The idea is as simple as sunshine itself. Or, as he says on his website, call CQ from a rooftop or a beach at midnight. He writes, quote, "If you left home and you're on the air, you're out on the air," end quote. Jacques, whose preferred mode for now is SSB, at least until he learns CW, treasures the sound of a real human voice as it rises above the noise. To him, it, quote, "captures everything I love about ham radio," end quote. He said that in the week or so since the activity launched along with the website, radio operators have registered from around the world and begun working toward the different awards. It's no surprise that those awards, like the operating locations themselves, are all registered on the honor system. That's because Jacques believes first in humans on the air. This is Ralph Squillace, KK6ITB.
With thanks to Amateur Radio Daily, Associated Press, Alan Meachin, AD6E/KH6TU, Australian Space Agency, Bob Wirtz, NF7E, David Behar, K7DB, Facebook, Jacques Redmond, WW1ZRD, Jesse Alexander, WB2IFS, Michael Miller, KH6ML, National Institute of Amateur Radio, QRZ.com Forums, Radio Club of America, Radio World, Radio Society of Great Britain, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space News, Stacy Holbrook, KH6OWL, Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know we appreciate you all. We also remind listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.